Exhibit curator Jackie Manning is confronted by some imposing figures every time she enters the Alaska State Museum's main gallery. They're well-armed, well-armored mannequins displaying years of carving by Sitka Tlingit artist Tommy Joseph.
And when you first walk in, you're met by all six of them, and they're up, and they have this presence that I think really gives you the sense of, you know, what it would be like to encounter these warriors in life.
She points to one of the figures with an abalone-eyed helmet, shelled protective neck gear, and the historic equivalent of a Kevlar vest.
Every time I see it, it just leaves quite the impression. Because it's fully dressed with the slat armor and the collar and the tunic, and it has the bow and the arrow as well as the dagger, it's just such a beautiful example of all of the armor, you know, on one figure.
The museum is a popular Juneau tourist destination, catering to cruise ship passengers and independent travelers, as well as locals. This season's visitors will also view Kay Field Parker's Raven's Tail Weaving and Nicholas Galanin's contemporary Tlingit Aleut art.
I think the three shows really work together very well and are going to give all of our visitors a great impression of the kind of artwork that's done in Alaska.
The museum is but one of hundreds of attractions and excursions ready for Alaska's 2013 tourist season.
It looks excellent.
John Binkley is president of the Alaska Cruise Association, which represents Princess, Holland America, and other large ship lines sailing Alaska waters.
It looks like this will be the first time since 2009 that we'll get back above the 1 million mark for cruise visitors coming to Alaska.
He says the ships will bring nearly 70,000 more visitors north this season. They'll come aboard 28 large ships, one more than last year. And three lines will send larger vessels, making close to 500 separate voyages.
The indications that we've gotten are that the prices are holding steady, which means that there's less discounting, and usually people that are a little more affluent than coming to Alaska this summer. So that should be good news for retail merchants, as well as those who have shore excursions that hopefully people purchase when they get off the ship.
The industry is cautiously optimistic that it'll be a great summer and total visitor season.
Sarah Leonard is president of the Alaska Travel Industry Association, a statewide tour business group.
Last summer, we know that visitors reached 1.8 million in Alaska, and that was the first increase we saw in over 4 years. And then with some new service being offered for this summer in new airline service and new cruise ship berths coming to Alaska, we see positive growth.
Back at the Alaska State Museum, dozens of Kay Field Parker's Raven's Tail Weavings are on exhibit in a summer show called Playing with Lightning.
Lightning is one of the patterns. It's a triangle pattern that repeats, but it reverses.
Exhibit curator Jackie Manning describes Raven's Tail as highly geometric. The technique was out of use for about two centuries before being rediscovered in the 1980s. Manning says Parker's work follows tradition with some variations.
The traditional colors were white and black and yellow, and the majority of Kay's work kind of reflects those traditional colors. And then based on materials, because they're so hard to come by for weavers that do this kind of work, she's also has some other colors that she's introduced.
This is the final summer exhibits will be on display in this aging museum. It will be torn down next year and eventually replaced with a modern structure, including the State Library and Archives. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.